Well, you don't want to be cowardly. On the other hand, you don't want to become an endorser. I think Mark Spitz found that out, right? Mark Spitz was once asked what his job was after he won all those gold medals swimming. He said, I'm now an endorser. And you can't say, well, now that I'm a prominent scientist, now I'm an instant expert on everything, so I will go around giving people advice. That doesn't work. On the other hand, if you do have something to say, it's probably better, usually better to say it. But it better be something important. It better be in an area where you have a right to an opinion. So I talk. You do have some freedom. I mean, I now can talk about how much I hated school, which I really did in some parts. In some ways, it was very helpful. I mean, education was turned me from a poor refugee kid into a quite prosperous and well-supported scientist and a member of the upper middle class, whatever. So I don't knock education. On the other hand, I can see things that happened to me in school by being where I was different from the other kids, and where that sort of thing is used against people. It was used in the same way to demotivate people who are different, either for reasons of race or sex or economic background or whatever. So I think in an area like that, I have an obligation to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I do. I try to. So I think what you have to do is not talk about everything, but try to talk about things that you feel are important. That's, I think, how I deal with it. As far as dealing with it at Bell Laboratories, in a more specific case, for instance, you have the question of how to deal with requests for information or requests for reporters. What do you do? How do you deal with the fact? Well, Bell Laboratories fortunately has a number of Nobel Prize winners. They don't have to bring out their tame Nobel Prize winner every time somebody every time somebody comes through. We say, well, this is our lobby, this is our lawn, and this is our library, and this is our Nobel Prize winner, and this is the employees' cafeteria, and you just go on. So fortunately, you don't go through that. But you do. You have to make. So there isn't an awful lot of. There isn't an insurmountable pressure into having to talk to people or having to do the kind of thing we're doing now. But I think when it makes a difference, when maybe I have a bigger audience, and I feel strongly about something, then I think of it as an opportunity and to some extent an obligation, because in fact, even though prizes are awarded to individuals, there really is a sharing, a shared. Yes, right. Good, thank you. Okay, I'll be right there. Okay, we should probably go right now, but let's just continue this for another minute. There is, since it belongs to individuals, the environment in which the prize was won was contributed to by the people at Bell Laboratories, and Bell Laboratories is an institution. So some part of it, I have an obligation, in addition to just earning my salary, I have an obligation to the institution. And so that's one other reason to do it. And so then, but then I talk to some, but I'm not so much of an obligation that I have to lie or to provide something, somehow distort how I feel. But in those areas where I think it can help, I give a certain amount of my time. Like this phone call here, I don't have some place to go and hope to listen. I give this because I think it makes a difference. I think it does make a difference to how science is perceived, how the laboratories are perceived. I can do that, and so I think it's an opportunity I want to take advantage of. I'm not selling a product exactly, but there is a certain amount of salesmanship involved, I suppose. That is, what I'm trying to do is get across the idea,